just a minute. Okay, well, welcome everyone to the Green Tea with Marilee show. This is Marilee Tolan, your host. I am very, very excited to have back on the show Dr. Joanne White, who is helping lots of people, specifically baby boomers and others, deal with this thing called aging. And I love one of the many lines that Dr. White says about aging. She says, get over getting older. And we want to learn today how she can help us do that. Before we get started, I do want to tell you a little bit about Dr. White and her background. She is an international author, speaker, and certified life leadership and success coach, a Reiki master teacher, and certified hypnotherapist. Doc White has a holistic approach to wellness and wealth. Known as the Success Doc to global audiences, Dr. White has helped thousands of men, women, and families overcome personal and professional challenges and experience more success, family, life, and relationship satisfaction. Among Dr. White's current books are The Baby Boomer's Handbook for Women, Sense Your Way to Life Satisfaction and Emotional Wellness for Women, Volume 2 and Volume 3. Well, welcome, Joanne White, to the show again. Thanks for being here with us.
Marilee, thank you. Thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure to be back.
And it sounds like you have such a busy agenda, and you've got some events coming up that I know you're going to talk to us about towards the end of our show today. But I want to start out just with some basics. And I love the spin that you have on this aging idea. Tell us what creative aging is.
Well, it's interesting because one of the ideas for this came from being in my office and someone who was 29 years old, just turning 30 within the week, was bemoaning her fate about getting older. And I thought, my goodness, what a perspective we have on aging, no matter what age we are, whether it's we're in our 20s or our 30s or even beyond and in our baby boomer age. So I thought that it really needed to be revisited and for me to examine it with more detail. And I have, and I've done a lot of research on it too, Marilee. And it's interesting because we have many myths about aging and many stereotypes about aging, and many of them right now really need to be challenged and shifted, because what we're learning about people as they get older is, firstly, that you have the capacity to grow and to create and to do more than we've ever thought possible. And there are so many people even living beyond the age of 90 and 100. The age span seems to be increasing, but living with very vital, very authentic, very active lives. And that's not the beliefs that most of us grew up with. So creative aging, one very important aspect to creative aging is to really decide, everybody, and again, no matter how old or young you are, to really make a decision right now that you are taking charge of how you age. The information that we used to have about genes and genetics has really shifted, and basically only one third of what goes on in our bodies and our minds as we age is really accountable or is really about genetics. And that says that the other two thirds of our lives, what we're putting into it mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, is really going to pack a wallop and make a difference in how we age. And I also want to add, creative aging to me, because I kind of put that idea together from my book, is about how we view ourselves as we age, how we view other people, what are our own stereotypes of aging are. Baby boomers, many baby boomers thought that when they were younger, like when they were in their teens or young adulthood, thought that 50 and 60 and 45 were ancient ages. And now many of these baby boomers are in that age bracket, and they're looking at themselves. They don't look like that. They don't act like that. They certainly don't feel like ancient the way they used to think those people were. So it's also about really kind of reframing and shifting shifting that stereotype, because I believe, and research also backs me up here, Mary Lee, that what we're thinking about and how we're thinking about aging and ourselves, particularly in aging, is what's really going to impact how we age. So that's just one of the very strong tenets that I believe about creative aging.
Oh, that's great. Well, you know I fall in that category. I'm in the baby boomer category for sure, and I feel like I'm just getting started. So, yeah, I think it really has a lot to do with mindset, and I agree with that research you found there, too, on genetics. I often wonder really how much a role plays in that, but when you're in the holistic model like you are and we look at things energetically, you know, kind of take some of that science, physical science away, right? Well, I know you've done so much study, and I'm sure that you have observed these very youthful older folks out there and have come up with some ideas and tips and guides that you might be able to share with our listening audience today on what we can do for successful aging.
You know, it's interesting. I think it's so important, Mary Lee and everyone else out there, to really begin to decide on who are the people that you find remarkable who are older? Who are the people that you hold in high esteem? And they don't necessarily have to be those people that are close to you. I remember many, many years ago when I was studying the Alexander Technique, my teacher was in her 70s and I worked with her for a span of 15 years, so she was also in her 80s too. And she taught young people, artists, dancers, musicians from all over the country, and they came to her for her expertise and her vitality and her knowledge and the ability that she had of bringing all these incredibly gifted people together. And it was her talent. And it was so interesting because I used to marvel at her possibilities. To me, she was always growing and always becoming more and teaching us such valuable pieces of information and wonderful stories that she shared with us. And so one of the things that I think is very important is find that role model, whomever it is, and really a role model that you think is aging healthfully and with vitality and with enthusiasm and with creativity and with their minds and bodies in fairly good health, because I think that that's one very strong way to affect our belief system. It's as though when I used to look at my Alexander teacher, her name was Catherine Wallapolska, when I used to look at her, I would say, wow, that's wonderful. Look at this woman in her 80s who's tall and statuesque and holds herself so well and speaks so beautifully and so intellectually. And she became an incredible role model for me that aging doesn't have to be disastrous or full of problems or decline, because she and so many other people prove otherwise, and really research suggests, and this is something else that supports what we were talking about earlier, that many people's ability to be creative and to create begins in at a later stage. So many people past the age of 65, artists, musicians, writers, and even just us folk, are being able to age with our minds and our bodies strong. And so one of the ways to do that is to, what I say, is to kind of revive your lifestyle. And I talk about that in my book, and I'm certainly going to talk about it at my seminar next week in Transformations on Fearless Aging. And what that means is recognizing, Mary Lee, recognizing that the genetics only accounts for a really small bit, that we have that major responsibility to look at our lives right now. So everybody, right now, just take a look at your lives in a positive way and see what measures, whether they're large or small, what measures you can take almost immediately to decide that you're in it for the long haul, to decide that you're in it for health, to decide that you're in it for to keep your brain active and to keep your body active. And so it may mean that from this moment on we make a shift, whether it's in our diet or how we rest or in our activities or doing things or activities that give us more joy and that stimulate more of our interests and utilize more of our brains. But that's very important, and that decision, I believe, needs to take place first.
Mm-hmm.
What I also think is important is as we're getting older, we need to let go of a lot. So whether it's letting go of our stereotypes or old stereotypes about aging or our own myths that don't seem to fit anymore. I know I had to let go of myths about getting older. My mother, who died in her 80s, had dementia, and I used to be terrified. Oh, my goodness, that's something that it's in the genes, and oh, my God, that's something that's going to happen to me. Well, I don't believe that anymore, and I do whatever I need to do to keep my brain active and to keep my energy flowing. And like you said, those of us who are in the holistic field and are working with energy, we understand how euthanizing that is. And it really is, because it gets everything flowing on many different levels. And so I think that it's important to let go. And I